So to tell you what has happened today, all of the sessions which are held today are closed sessions, and it's about reports in general, yes.
I understand there were briefings on the CDC and how the African Union plans to fight the COVID-19 pandemic and other strategies to fight other pandemics that might occur or happen on the continent. Talk to me about this.
So there is a report that has been unveiled today on the progress of CDC Africa by Dr. John Ngengetson, who is the director of CDC Africa at the moment. Briefing the media today, he says Africa CDC is on the final stage of to be fully an entity with a detailed authority to deal with pandemic in Africa. As we spoke yesterday, so far Africa has no entities that will deal with the vaccination production and other issues which is concerned with the pandemic. So he says the formulation of the CDC Africa is on final stage, and by soon it will be operationally said. So he also spoke about the roles CDC Africa played in facilitating the meeting of the Substitute Extraordinary Summit of African Union. He said the CDC Africa has managed to help African Union conduct a COVID-19 free session so far. Yeah.
Gamu, what about the political affairs? What was the briefing on political affairs about?
So there is quite little detail about the political things, but Ambassador Bankole Adoye, Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, has talked to media about what has been happening so far in the podium among the leaders of African nations. He raised about the measures African Union has taken regarding the coup in the Western Africa. He says the African Union has suspended four countries from the Union because of their involvement with the coup. He also spoke about the African Union involvement in Ethiopian political and security problems. He says from the beginning, African Union was involved in this fight, which is happening right now still. And the former Nigerian president, Olusegun Obasanjo, is helping to end this matter amicably. And he's also being involved with the Ethiopian National Dialogue, which is set to happen very soon. This is what has been said regarding political things.
Talking about the security situation, there are militant groups, jihadist groups in the Sahel and other parts of Africa. What specifically are the issues that they addressed with militant groups or rebels?
So, speaking about the security problem, he says he mainly spoke about the coup. He says all the African leaders present in these sessions have agreed to condemn all the coups that are happening and affecting the life of African citizens. Regarding the militants and the terrorist activities in Africa, he spoke about the establishment of some task force, which was forwarded by Egypt last February. So that thing is still under progress. It will be a major topic of the African Union, which is going to be held very soon in Angola, I think. That's what he spoke.
Before you go, Gelmo, did they talk about any other ways to prevent these coups from happening? Because there are four coups at the moment, and people are suggesting that Africa might experience more due to socioeconomic problems that are facing respective countries on the continent or members of the African Union.
So speaking of that, you know, yesterday when we were speaking, the chairperson of African Union, Musa Faki Mahamat, has spoke about the real cause of these coups. He was saying that there was still a challenge about the communication between the regional bloc and African Union. So Ambassador Bankole Adoye was also enforcing that. He was speaking about the African Union engagement with the regional bloc after this, to end this matter, because it is now becoming a trend to see a coup, and some countries are even getting away with it. So he says, for now, all the leaders present in these sessions have condemned it and agreed to work together to avert such kind of incident, which is really affecting the image of Africa in the world stage.